Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, those Tonys are getting closer. Yep. In fact, Sarah Paulson and Wendell Pierce, he's my favorite actor, will announce the nominations for the 78th Annual Tony Awards on May 1st. The ceremony itself will be hosted by Cynthia Erivo and will take place June 8th at Radio City Music Hall. There are some final decisions made this week about who qualifies for what. Nothing too news-making, except, I don't know, Bernadette Peters getting up for Best Actress in a Musical, while her co-anchor, so to speak, Leah Salonga, got up for supporting. Anyway, things like that, but nothing earth-shattering, I would say. Meanwhile, the Drama League announced nominees for its awards, honoring Broadway and off-Broadway achievements. The Drama League Awards are the oldest theatrical honors in America, the only ones chosen by a cross-section of the theater community. Anyway, I'll keep an eye on those as well. Other news, things do keep opening just in time for those deadlines. This past week alone, Stranger Things First Shadow opened to mediocre reviews at best on Broadway. Floyd Collins at Lincoln Center, mixed reviews. Penzance, the Pirates musical, also very mixed. Real Women Have Curves, about 77% positive. And Dead Outlaw probably got the best notices of all. Like Operation Mincemeat, that one also is about a dead corpse. But I guess, wait a minute, are all corpses dead? I guess so. Anyway, of course, the big opening of the week, just in time. Yep, finally, the Bobby Darin bio musical starring Jonathan Groff is up and running at Circle in the Square. The venue has been done up beautifully, so we really feel we are at a nightclub. Now, first, let me say, yes, the show is about Darin, but it's essentially also about Groff, who is telling us the story and, of course, sings the well-known songs Mac the Knife, Splish Splash, and the others. He is aided by some great dancers and musicians, and cast members of note are Gracie Lawrence, who does a very fine job as Connie Francis, who was Darin's first love, and Erica Henningsen as Sandra Dee, who was his wife, at least for a while. Emily Bergel, as his sort of mother, no spoiler here, is always first rate. Did you see this one? If you love Darin's songs, of course. If you love Groff, of course. He puts it all out there, which he warns those in close seats, by the way. So bring a towel, and he'll likely be up for another Tony. And I personally believe he deserves an award just for sticking with this labor of love for so long. Now, I remain on the other coast for a while. First, let me correct something I said last week. I mentioned the off-Broadway show Becoming Eve and said it was at the theater for a new audience. Well, it turns out it's at the New York Theater Workshop. Name's a tad similar, I'm sorry. Now, here in L.A., I first saw a play called Fostered, put on by the tiny but well-respected Pacific Resident Theater in Venice. This is written by Chaya Doswell, well-directed by Andy Wayman, and beautifully performed by eight actors portraying one family in chaos. It's very funny, even surprising eventually, and the perfect example of a local company knowing its loyal audience well. Yes, the average age is, well, up there, but able to totally relate. And then there was one that does not bring laughter, but rather tears. I went to a local high school, Hamilton High, to watch Survivors. I had seen this one before at a museum, but the show is primarily performing at schools now. Here a cast of young multiracial actors tell the story of those 6 million lost souls. It's powerful and beautifully done, a warning as much as a reminder. By the way, a huge high school auditorium stayed quiet and rapt for this, especially listening to an actual Holocaust survivor named Henry, who spoke after the show. Now, people often make fun of LA being superficial and all that, and it's certainly still not known as a theater town per se, but things are changing. Right now, there is one play called Corktown, a political thriller about the IRA, one called Tasty Little Rabbit, which deals with fascism and pornography, another called White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, that one deals with censorship and harsh regimes. Even the most traditional venue, the Geffen, has gotten much braver and riskier. And filmmaker, actor, writer, and provocateur John Waters has created a one-man show called John Waters' Birthday Celebration, The Naked Truth, That one is at the Wallace Theater in Beverly Hills. Waters, of course, is a man behind Hairspray and so many others. Now, speaking of one man who has made an impact, I had the pleasure of speaking with Norm Lewis this week, who is back on stage, not singing this time. He was the first Black Phantom on Broadway, but acting in Ceremonies of Old Dark Men. This one is at the theater at St. Clement's Church on West 46th Street. He told me he had never heard of this show before. Quote, suddenly everyone was telling me they'd loved this show. They'd studied it in college or did a production somewhere. And I learned that all these famous people like Billy Dee Williams and Glenn Turment had done it. Once I really studied it, I realized how poetic and tragic it is. I'm so honored they trust me with this character and this material, end quote. As you know, I keep an eye on theatrical trends, and I've said here before that the one I most saw this past season was Breaking the Fourth Wall, so to speak. Curse of the Starving Class, in which the actors suddenly turned toward the audience for some big monologues. I don't think Sam Shepard planned it that way, and many found them disconcerting. Then there is Brandon Jacobs Jenkins' excellent family drama, Purpose, which is essentially narrated by one of the members of the family. His words are funny and resonant, or necessary, I don't know. Then there is Joshua Harmon's autobiographical piece, We Had a World, in which the young actor portraying him essentially talks to us as much as to his fellow characters. A Mother, that's Jessica Heck's show at the Baryshnikov, is very much for including the audience in her remarks. Liberation, Bess Wohl's popular piece that played at Laura Pell's theater was totally narrated by one of the main characters looking back at the time of her own mother's consciousness raising. Even Just in Time, theoretically, is Jonathan Groff as himself schmoozing with the audience surrounding him. Overall, some work better than others, and some playwrights are not big fans. Anyway, that's it for my one-person show talking directly to you, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.